Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The new Israeli government may bring about a civil war between the secular and the religious Jews in Israel. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, you mentioned that Naftali Bennett was a religious Jew, Orthodox, wears the kippah, the little beanie on the back of his head. However, the religious parties this week say they fear this secular government. That's what the religious leaders of political parties are calling it. There is going to be a boycott, according to one leader, against what is happening in this new government. Talk to us about that.
Well, Jimmy, basically the two main religious parties are not in the government for the first time in many, many years. And being a part of the coalition government, frankly, you get a lot more government aid for your particular voters and your people. The fear from the Sephardic Shas party and the Ashkenazi United Torah Judaism party is that the funding for their schools and their seminaries, their yeshivas, they're called in Hebrew, will be cut. And that is the stated position of two of the parties in the government. The Meretz left-wing party and the Labor Party has said they want to do that. And Avigdor Lieberman's Russian-based party is also an advocate for that. So three of the eight parties want to see these religious parties cut down, as it were. They want to open up travel on Shabbat. They want to open up more stores. And so, yes, the Orthodox parties are very unhappy with this, even though, again, for the first time ever, we have an Orthodox man sitting at the helm. But he's sitting with the centrist Lapid, who's the foreign minister. They just have to swallow hard and take it because they couldn't, Netanyahu couldn't persuade enough other parties to join him. But they're hoping, of course, to topple this current government and to go back to the former arrangement. And as we've said, that could well happen. Just a one-seat majority the government has in parliament. So very tenuous indeed.
David Dolan explaining how there could be a civil war in Israel between the secular Jews and the religious Jews. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Today in the Jewish state of Israel, there is a divide between the secular Jews and the religious Jews. This is a result of a newly formed coalition government. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel foretold of a two-state solution, two Jewish states, one called Israel and the other Judah. That's Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 15 to 23. That prophecy is ready to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...